You're listening to SBS News.
Wednesday, August the 20th is World Mosquito Day, and it may seem strange to set aside a day for an insect which accounts for around a million deaths a year. Nearly 700 million people contract mosquito-borne illnesses every year. The mosquitoes act as vectors, carrying bacteria, viruses and parasites that cause illness in humans. Malaria, dengue fever, yellow fever, Zika virus, West Nile virus and Japanese encephalitis are some of the most prominent diseases spread by mosquitoes. Things have improved, however. According to one survey, nearly half the world's population was at significant risk for malaria in the 19th century, with a 10% mortality among those infected. Today, it's feared global warming could potentially lead to a wider spread of mosquito-borne diseases due to increased mosquito populations and geographic range. Beth McGraw is the head of biology at Penn State University in America. She admits having a special day for such a killer seems odd at first glance.
It's not really a celebration. It's a time to commemorate how important these really small beasts are in terms of their impact on human health globally. World Mosquito Day is a day that commemorates a discovery in science, and that was the discovery that the Anopheles mosquito is the one that transmits the parasite that causes malaria. So mosquitoes are capable of transmitting all sorts of parasites and viruses that have devastating impacts both on human health but also animal health. Mosquitoes are a really important part of the ecosystem as well. They are food for birds and fish, and some of them are even pollinators. Mosquitoes, particularly males, because they don't feed on blood, only females feed on blood. Males go to plants to get sources of water and nectar, and so they can move that around between plants. That's how they pollinate. So one of the mosquitoes that we're most concerned about is Aedes aegypti and its sister species, Aedes albopictus. And these mosquitoes used to be confined only to Africa, but in the last 400 years, they've really fanned out across the globe. And what we're seeing is that they're moving into areas that used to be more temperate. So as global temperatures rise, these mosquitoes are becoming more successful in areas that they didn't used to exist in previously. And Aedes aegypti in particular is important because it's an urban mosquito. So it loves living where humans are. And as we see humans moving into cities more and more and increasing rates of urbanization globally, this mosquito will be increasingly a problem. And it's also a concern because it transmits more viruses than any other mosquitoes. So it can transmit dengue, Zika, chikungunya, and yellow fever. And that's a lot of pathogens. So there are different ways we can reduce transmission of these pathogens by trying to limit the amount of mosquitoes that are around or that are interacting with us. The first way is to reduce their breeding sites. So mosquitoes, they lay eggs in aquatic environments, and then their juveniles grow up to become adults. So if you have standing water on your property, so underneath pot plants or oftentimes around air conditioning units, mosquitoes can breed in those habitats. So trying to reduce that standing water is something you can do at the level of your household. Individuals can also protect themselves by wearing insecticides, so repellents. Those containing DEET are often the most effective. And then a really good way to additionally reduce that sort of contact is to try and wear clothing that's been treated with insecticides like permethrin.